Let's say it this way. Did you see the flying silo? SpaceX did it yesterday. That was so cool. I still watched that yesterday, in and out. Got back just in time from soccer practice with the kids. Just in time to watch it. And my TV and YouTube wouldn't work. And I was like, oh, we gotta watch this. So I wanted to watch it live because it never happened before. First time ever. Anyway, what are you probably thinking? What is Craig talking about? Well, talking about SpaceX launching a prototype, or an iterative design of a spaceship. How about that? Agile. What are we here for today? We're talking 5 a.m. Master Scrum. And it's about 6:55. This is our 379th episode. And I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Agile and Scrum in a tactical, practical way. So you get home to your family and friends, build some value for your customer, have some fun, not working 60, 80 hours a week because nobody plans, nobody preps, nobody's going at a good pace, right? So that's what we talk about. And then why did I talk about SpaceX? Because SpaceX's design is iterative. They're using agile and iterative thinking on building up their spaceship to the point where they're ready to go to Mars. And yesterday was a great leap forward where they took something that kind of looked like this. I saw this Nerf dart, and it's like, it doesn't have the round top though yet, but they got a bunch of nose cones. So who knows? Maybe in the future to put a nose cone on a fly with a nose cone. But they flew that. I shared that on LinkedIn. It's on YouTube. If you look on SpaceX's website or YouTube site, you will be able to find it. It's pretty cool. Maybe I'll find a way to share it on our page. But it was cool. So what are we going to talk about besides that? Good news. Got 10,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. So thank you all very much. I was kind of shocked. That's kind of why I was looking around, making sure things were right. It did. It said 10,000 subscribers. So I'm kind of amazed that this little channel talking about Agile and Scrum has 10,000. But I think everybody likes the Coke and Mentos experiments. So we're gonna do more experiment. We're gonna do more. I gotta put some clips out. Keep experimenting. We'll do more iterative design thinking on our Coke experiments and get better and build out product for you all, and explore how that works with Agile and Scrum in the family and life and getting things done with the kiddos. So with that, we got the 10,000. Talked about why, and thank you very much for everything. Hopefully we'll see. Knock on wood, knock, knock, knock. We're gonna do 10 times 3, 3x10, 10x, 10, 10, 10, 10,000 subscribers. Hopefully before August is over, I'll have 10,000 connections in LinkedIn. And we might be at 10 million views on our channel. So be like triple tens, man. That'd be a heck. If you're playing poker and had triple tens, that's not a bad hand to have, right? So we're getting there, and taking a year. We'll see. And just having some fun exploring, learning how this stuff works, right? And I'll share with you all as we go how we got there. So when I get to the connections, I'll show you how I've been charting this stuff. And using metrics and what do you want to call it? Information radiators to help guide and see how meeting goals. So we'll talk about that later. Two things I want to talk about: trash again, and the definition of done. Though I didn't put in the title, but I'll bring it up. So remember, we know here in Philadelphia, they've had a trash problem week after week after week, and some. You know, some people take it for granted. I do appreciate my people who do sanitation work in the city. They have a tough job, a good job. I keep telling my son, maybe when you go get older, why don't you get a sanitation job? He's going to do that, or he's going to be a bus driver for SEPTA or a train driver. I don't know. It's going to be something like that. My daughter, I'm trying to get her to become a Space Force. She's like, Dad, leave me alone. Like, come on, you got to join Space Force. Anyway, so definition done. So we talked about customers and telling people we're going to pick up. So of course the city picked up the trash, but they didn't pick up the recyclables from last week. So when the hurricane came through yesterday, guess what was all over the planet Earth here in Philadelphia? Recyclables everywhere. You think they would communicate or learn how to communicate to the customer base, especially in this world of social media, saying, can you bring your recyclables in before the hurricane hits so it doesn't blow all over the city? No, they didn't do it. But because they didn't do the real definition of done last week in the first place, the trash blew all over the place. So their done wasn't done. They told everybody last week that they would pick up the recyclables, but they never did it. Therefore, the trash blew everywhere. So that's a good example that if you don't really follow your definition of done, it'll bite you in the, you know what, later on. So that was another trash story. We always talk about trash on this show, but it's classic. Anyway, okay. So let's talk about some Agiles and Scrum stuff. So, two things. One, I'm doing an expert certification process, a cohort. It's like a 6-month activity. It's really good. And this week we're doing an intensive retreat. So it's like, I don't know, almost 6 hours, like 5.5 hours. But yeah, about 5.5 hours or 5 hours of total. You got some breaks in there. I'm just talking coaching and agile and coaching and how do you coach people. And one of the things we're talking about is the Cantor model, which I'll share later on. I'll probably do a little thing on the Cantor model in one of the episodes when I get that down to a little 5-minute spew. The coaches say, yeah, you can teach everybody this stuff in like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So when I get that, I will do that here on the show. But in the Cantor model, one of the things they talk about is power, effect, and meaning. And let me see something I wanted to say. So that's the languages, common language, communication languages. So in the communication languages, they talk about power, effect, and meaning, three different types of communication languages. And I was doing a coaching session the other day. And I realized after I did the coaching session, I just naturally went through those three progressions during the session. And I wanted to share a little bit of that session and the thought process and the communication that happened during the coaching session. So there was an issue for the person I was coaching, and they immediately went to power mode. And in the power mode, the Scrum Master said, okay, well, I'm going to set up a meeting and so we can start collaborating on this issue that's been stuck for a couple sprints down. So the power move was that I'm going to go do this and I'm going to get everybody in the room. So that's a power move, right? So it went from there. It was the first level of discussion. And we kept talking. So why do you want to do that? And then I asked the question. So how do you think the team will feel? Well, I actually did two levels. I said, one, how are you going to feel if you're the one set up with the meeting for a collaboration? And their first response was like, well, I don't want to be the, I don't, it makes me feel like I'm the secretary just setting up meetings. And I was like, okay, so we agree. You don't like that feeling, right? And the person was like, yeah, I don't like that feeling. So I said, well, how do you think the team would feel about you just setting that meeting up? Yeah, they may not like it. Okay, so let's talk about it. So what are the alternatives in bringing that discussion up rather than you setting up and doing that power move? And we kind of, and I'm just kind of, it's not word for word. The one day I got to figure out how to audio tape some of this stuff and share it with you all. And then it was, okay. They came down. How would you? She was the person was going to go and ask the team, how would they like to, whatever, how would they like to handle this long-standing issue? Any thoughts? So now you're getting more into effect. How would they like it? The feelings of the activities, personal feelings. How would that affect you? And working together, any thoughts? And we even talked about the person who had the issue, helping them out without you know, insulting them or making them feel belittled because the product, the issue is still around and they're tagged with it, right? But asking the group, how would you feel? How would you like to tackle this issue as a team, right? So that we went down to the effect level of the communication. And then we went down any further because I went down a little deeper into the meaning part of the communication. And more of the meaning, the deeper thought of what Scrum and Agile is about. I said, you got an issue, right? She's like, yeah. I said, is this an opportunity that you can be taken advantage of? Hi, how are you doing? Lamar. Hey, Lamar. So we kind of talked about it a little bit, and I said, and we were chatting, and this is where I go into more of a mentoring because I'm getting them to think deeper and deeper into Scrum and the opportunities that show themselves in deeper thought and Agile, deeper than just let's put a Band-Aid on and fix the issue that's at hand. It's not always the right answer, right? You want a deeper, longer, the group figuring this stuff out. So what we came up about, how do you use this issue so the team can see value of collaboration and improve over the long haul, right? So a deeper meaning to it, to go into this problem solving and this communication, crafting a message or in a communication style that allows the group to gather a deeper meaning behind this. It's not just fixing the problem at hand, but do they learn how to use pair programming? They learn how collaboration will come up with a better solution and get this issue off the table rather than say, it's their job, it's on them. If it fails, it's their fault, blah, blah, blah. And maybe there's some, you know, deeper process going on, but us as Agile coaches and Scrum Masters, we want to get them to understand that deeper meaning and that teamwork concept. So we kind of both agreed that it would be a great way of exploring collaboration among the teams, getting the team do some pair programming, learning that it's not that bad, can get done quicker, we can move on to the next thing, that one thing's not holding the overall features and everything behind, right? You got to think bigger picture. And at the same time, this helps the team in the long run understand more about collaboration. So you have an issue, taking that issue as an example of them to learn about collaboration and working as a team. So that has a deeper meaning in the communication. We just got to, she's going to, the person's going to work more on how they want to communicate that to get a deeper meaning behind what they want to do. So that's my take on that part of the Cantor thing. It may be wrong, maybe right. I have no clue. I'm learning. But I thought it was very interesting how the progression from the power move to the feeling move, the effects, to the deeper meaning in the communication and why we want to do that. So that was my thought. I just shared that with you. Anyway, hey, you know, it's Wednesday, halfway through the week. Looks like there's going to be another launch tonight at 1:30. I have to see if my buddies in New Zealand are doing their thing. They usually do it on a Wednesday night. Well, it's early Thursday morning, but Wednesday night their time or Thursday night their time. And Meetup's all screwed up because it really doesn't do a good job of telling you what time it is in your current time zone. But we'll see. All right. Take care, everyone. Enjoy. I'm going to put a little good morning. See ya. Good morning. And then celebrating. Sex today. There you go. All right, SpaceX. Good job. Keep up the good work. Ring the bell if you want to hear more about the show and get notification when we post up stuff. Like I said, we got 10,000. Yay! 10,000 subscribers. Thank you all for subscribing and helping us grow and spread the message about Scrum and Agile across the planet Earth. All right. Take care. Enjoy, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye. And see ya.